Here we go on a Wednesday morning, a dreary, rainy Wednesday. It's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. We've got a realty expert standing by. His name is John Brodeen, and we'll talk with him after this.
Real estate can feel a lot like this, but you should expect more when you're buying or selling a home. You should feel taken care of by someone who can turn jitters into ah. Someone with the tools and knowledge to help you find the one or sell yours.
We'll take it.
Someone who can make real estate feel less like that and more like this. That's Home Services. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
And we are back, and how are you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How about you?
Good. You weren't who I expected today, but then again, you guys swapped or switched or flipped or flopped or did something.
Yeah, Caitlin switched with me because I had a convention I was at a couple weeks ago, so I think I was 2 weeks ago, and now I'm here. I'm normally every 3 weeks. So.
Okay. How did the convention go for you?
It was fine. Yeah. Not my favorite thing to do.
Not
in
your
the world,
cup of tea,
but,
huh?
I'll do it. It's
yeah. Well, where was it?
It was in Sioux Falls.
Oh, well, so, you know, at least you get to go away for a little bit. But then when that happens, you miss the wife and kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wasn't gone for too long. I left on Tuesday, spent the whole day Wednesday there, and then I was able to leave on Thursday after There was the last meeting that I had to be at was, I don't know, early afternoon on Thursday, and then I was able to hit the road and get back Thursday night.
So. Did you learn anything?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm on the state board of directors.
Oh.
I'm the president-elect for the Grand Forks Association. So I learn a lot from those state board of directors meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're involved with, you know, government stuff and kind of learning what's going on behind the scenes, big picture on things. So I do like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Awesome. You know, we talk about neighborhoods when you're selling a house or if you're looking to buy a house. You talk about neighborhoods. You talk about how long you're going to live in the house, how much money, if you can make money when you sell that house, how long it takes. Now, there are certain parts of Grand Forks, certain neighborhoods where the houses, I mean, the cost of a house of housing really never goes down, but it goes up. But there's got to be spots around Grand Forks where it doesn't go up as much. You know what I mean? There's some what people might even call it sketchy neighborhoods. But is there such a thing in Grand Forks? I mean, is there a place where, you know, if you want to get a cheap house and never make any money selling it, here you go.
Yeah, sketchy neighborhoods. I mean, our version
sketchy
of a sketchy
might have been a bad word.
But there's definitely neighborhoods. Like, for example, in Grand Forks, the average appreciation since 2018 was 19.66%. The median price per square foot rose 21.59% since then, and the median sale price rose 17.73% since then.
Wow.
So that's pretty good. There's neighborhoods that did not get up that, you know, that weren't up that high, and there were neighborhoods that were far above that. So this part is pretty interesting to me. And the way we figured out the overall appreciation, so when you break it down by neighborhood, you have a little bit smaller sample sizes. Mm-hmm. So if the homes sold in 2018 in one neighborhood were a lot smaller than the homes sold in, you know, in 2023 in that same neighborhood, by circumstance, you're going to, if the homes sold, you know, more recently were larger, you're average price per square foot isn't going to go up quite as much, or your median price per square foot isn't going to go up quite as much, where your median sale price is going to increase by a lot. And then you've got other neighborhoods where the recent sales just happen to be smaller than the sales 5 years ago. And in that case, your median price per square foot is going to increase a ton, but your median sale price isn't going to increase as much. So in order to kind of balance this out, I added up the median price per square foot increase, that percentage, to the median sale price increase, to that percentage, and then divided it by two to get kind of the average that these things went up. That kind of fills in for some of those, you know, weird data points that can happen when you've got larger sales and smaller sales in certain neighborhoods. In some neighborhoods, this average or the median size of the home sold was pretty much the same.
Okay.
So, but yeah, we're going to go over the five neighborhoods that had the worst appreciation. We're going to start with number five. So,
and we're not picking on anybody here. This is just all facts.
Yep. No, we're not picking on anybody. And, you know, there's certain situations where there's reasons that a neighborhood ended up on this list that's just kind of weird reasons where it's normally not.
I mean, it could even be just location, you know?
Yeah. Or even there was just kind of a data thing that caused it to be on this list.
Okay.
That, the neighborhood really has done well, and it's just not, mm-hmm. not quite representative.
Sure.
So, let's see. So we've got the fifth place neighborhood. It's the area south of, let's see here, it's south of 17th Avenue South, west of Washington, east of Columbia, and, or let's see, north of 17th Avenue South, east of South Washington, west of, north of 17th, mm-hmm. west of Washington, east of Columbia, and south of 10th Avenue South.
That's, okay.
I yep. had a hard time spitting that out.
Yeah.
But basically, it's right in the middle of town. It's mm-hmm. kind of like around Red River High School.
Sure.
And so this neighborhood didn't do quite as well. So the median, the appreciation, overall appreciation was 15.13%. Remember we said for the city of Grand Forks, it was 19.66%. Mm-hmm. So it appreciated overall less than, you know,
yeah, and those are of that neighborhood there. Those are all fairly small houses, too, and
mostly
not a whole lot for yards and things like that.
Yeah, yep. It's kind of right in the center of town. Mm-hmm. And we'll, as we get further into this, you'll kind of start to see a trend of where okay. these neighborhoods that didn't do quite as well are located. But in 2015 or in 2018, the average sale price was $215,000, or the median sale price was $215,000. In 2023, it was $246,250. So that increased 14.53%. The median price per square foot was $104.40 in 2018. It was $120.12 in 2023. That went up 23.49%. So the this tells us that the homes sold were slightly smaller. You know, mm-hmm. not sure. by much, though. It was very close. The median size of homes sold in 2018 was 1,951 square feet, and the median home sold 2023 was 1,942 square feet. So pretty close sure. together. There wasn't any new construction here that would skew the data, you know, and there wasn't a huge size discrepancy to skew mm-hmm. the data either. So this is pretty reliable information.
Yeah, yeah. You don't see any new houses go up around there.
No, there's really not any new development there.
Nope.
In at number four is going to be, so let me get, I've got my whole packet here. I put a lot of time into figuring this out, and I've got a video series that's coming out on YouTube too to okay. break all this stuff down. We're going into a little bit more depth. We talk about the best appreciating neighborhoods, and we talk about the most expensive neighborhoods as well as the cheapest neighborhoods. Break down like the top five for all of those different categories. So the number four worst appreciation in Grand Forks was just the north end of Grand Forks, north of Demers, south of Gateway Drive, west of South Washington, east of Columbia Road, or actually, mm-hmm. it'd be west of North Washington. The appreciation percentage was 14% overall. In 2018, the median sale price was $169,900. In 2023, the median sale price was $200,000. That went up 17.71%. In 2018, the median price per square foot sold was $91.15 a foot. In 2023, it was $100.53 per square foot. That only went up 10.29%. And you saw a small increase in the median size of homes sold, but it wasn't due to new construction or anything. Mm-hmm. It was just happenstance. 1,904 square feet in 2018, 1,994 square feet in 2023. No new construction in that neighborhood. Good size for a sample size, quite a few sales in that area. Just the north end of Grand Forks is just a little bit, you know, less desirable sure. for home buyers, and they didn't see prices go up quite as much in the north end of Grand Forks. Then next up we have next neighborhood, drum roll, is the neighborhood. So this is the kind of more in the western part of Grand Forks. It is, let's see here. It's south of 17th Avenue South, west of Columbia Road, east of 42nd Street, and north of 32nd Avenue South. So despite this being a pretty large geographic area, there's not a ton of single family. And this is only on single family residential homes, by the
okay.
way. So not counting townhomes, not counting condos. We just want it to be as accurate as possible. So we're just looking at single family for everything. There's not a ton of single family homes in this neighborhood. You've got quite a few of like the lower rent apartments in this area too,
sure.
which can kind of bring down values a little bit. The appreciation percentage was only 13.36%. This was a little bit of a higher end neighborhood. This neighborhood is higher higher median sale price than the median sale price in Grand Forks. In 2018 here, the median sale price was $312,450. 2023, it was $325,000. So that went up only 4.02%. You will notice that the square footage did drop from 2018 to 2023. No new construction in this neighborhood. It's just, you know, coincidental.
Mm-hmm.
The median price per square foot sold in 2018 was $111.58 per square foot. The median price per square foot in 2023 was $136.91 per square foot. It's normal for that to go up quite a bit if you see a drop in size, because smaller homes sell at a higher price per square foot.
Sure.
The median size of homes sold in 2018 was 2,716 square feet. The median size of homes sold in 2023 was 2,576 square feet. Yeah, we did see, this is the first one where there's a little bit more of a substantial change in the square footage of homes sold. But, I think the thing about that neighborhood is you do have a lot of those lower rent apartments,
right,
especially
right.
Along, what is that, along 34,
yep.
Kind of in that area. So that can make it a little bit less desirable, especially when you've got kind of a higher price of home with the median sale price there,
right,
being in
sure.
the 300s. So here now we've got, this is more on the east side of town, a little bit cheaper neighborhood. The appreciation percentage for this neighborhood was 12.72%. This is the area south of 24th Avenue South, north of 24th Avenue South, south of 17th Avenue South, and east of South Washington Street. So kind of around Viking Elementary. This neighborhood in 2018, the median sale price was $337,500. 2023, it was $237,500. 2023, it was $250,000. That went up only 5.26%. That tells me that the homes sold were smaller in,
sure.
in 2023. Once again, you see sometimes, you know, a few of these, that does skew the data just a little bit.
Right, right.
You know, that median size of homes sold was 2,448 square feet in 2018, and in 2023, it was only 2,144 square feet. So that size dropped quite a bit. No new construction in that neighborhood, but that did cause that median sale price increase.
Yeah, and all these neighborhoods, there's really no new construction.
Yeah, in these particular neighborhoods, correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really not. The median price per square foot did rise by a good amount, though, especially with smaller homes being sold more recently. In 2018, it was $95.38 a square foot. 2023, it was $114.63 a foot, which is a 20.18% increase. You know, the price per square foot growth was good, but this is the second worst appreciation in Grand Forks in this neighborhood right here. And then the number one spot, the worst appreciation in Grand Forks, was the Near North neighborhood, which is north of downtown,
yep.
south of Gateway Drive, east to South Washington Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is also where you're going to find the cheapest homes in Grand Forks.
Got the one ways going through there.
Yep. through there. A lot of low rent apartments. You know, one thing that I, when I talk to, you know, home buyers, especially families, they, one of the reasons they kind of avoid this neighborhood is if you look on the sex offender registry,
yeah.
you see a lot of dots over in this neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of low end rentals that rent to sex offenders, and people do look at that when they're trying to decide, you know, what neighborhood to move to. If you see a lot of those, it's kind of a downside.
Sure.
But it is the most affordable neighborhood in Grand Forks for sure. In 2018, the median, so that neighborhood only appreciated 11.43%, and the averaging Grand Forks was 19.66%. So that's, you know, it's barely over half of what the rest of Grand Forks appreciated by. And the median size of home sold didn't really change too much. So
okay.
the data here is pretty accurate.
Now, when somebody say they're moving out of town and they're looking for a house and they contact you, do you actually say, well, you know, this is available, but you might not like the neighborhood, or it's a, you know, not the best neighborhood, or give them a little forewarning beforehand?
Yeah.
Because you never know. Somebody might come in and go, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Or somebody might come in and go, the hell did you show me this place for?
I definitely give people all the information on mm-hmm. the different neighborhoods in Grand Forks. I mean, if you're looking for something in the 155 price point, your best chance of finding something that's decently move-in ready at that price point is going to be in this neighborhood.
Sure.
And you don't have very many options. But I will definitely tell you, you know, I'll tell people about if you're looking for a $200,000 home, you could probably find a $200,000 home that's pretty dang nice in this neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've also got other options that are probably going to be a better investment. So,
okay.
Yeah, we talked about that.
And, you know, I know people that live in that worst part of town. They're great people. There's a lot of great people in that neighborhood. Just not the best neighborhood in the world. So, you know, it's still worth checking out, I guess.
And for being, you know, maybe the cheapest neighborhood in Grand Forks, it's not like violent crime is a huge issue. You know, in the neighborhoods where you see the most crime in Grand Forks, you're typically just seeing property crime, like maybe a car break-in here or there. It's not that serious of stuff, which Grand Forks is a very safe city.
Right,
so I wouldn't say this is like an unsafe neighborhood. But for people who can, you know, afford a higher price point, they're typically not going to be looking in this area.
Okay. How does somebody get a hold of Realty Expert John Brody?
701-213-5428. Be sure to check out my YouTube channel where I did a video on the best appreciating neighborhoods in Grand Forks if you're trying to think about which neighborhood would be the best investment, as well as the most expensive neighborhoods in Grand Forks, the cheapest neighborhoods in Grand Forks. This is going to be really valuable. If you want a copy of this entire report, just send me an email, johnbrodyandrealtor@gmail.com.
All right. We'll see you Friday.
Yep.
Well, there you go. Your buyer at Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. This is your Wednesday edition. John will be back. Your realty expert, Mr. Brodine, will be back on Friday morning at 10 o'clock. Until then, have yourself a great day and stay dry out there.